July 11th, 2023, regular town board meeting.
All set. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Moreau Town Board for July 11th, 2023, and ask that the clerk please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan is absent. Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
And Supervisor Kuznias?
Here. Everyone, please rise to a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Agenda item two is approval of minutes. We do have two sets. I think we can take them together this evening. The first set is a regular town board meeting for June 13, 2023. And the second set is for the audit meeting of June 27, 2023.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item three is we have a request to renew the bingo license for the Moreau Community Center. And this is something that expires, I believe, every 6 months. Town board has to, by resolution, approve or authorize the supervisor to sign the application. And then it's sent on to the New York State Gaming Commission. Their division of charitable gaming. The clerk has filled out the necessary paperwork, and I'd entertain a motion approving their application to the New York State Gaming Commission.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion. Agenda item four, just a couple supervisor items. First item, great news today. We got the contract from the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York in relation to our state aid to municipalities grant of $500,000 for the sewer infrastructure, also known as the County Connection project that is underway currently. The town attorney has also signed it, and it is back in the hands of the Dormitory Authority for their sign off. And once that happens, we're under contract to receive that $500,000. So it's fantastic news for a town in Moreau in that project. That'll help immensely in the costs that will be passed on and borne by the ratepayers in our sewer districts.
Great news.
The next item is yesterday morning I had the opportunity to be part of a breakfast panel discussion on a joint project between Saratoga County and the Saratoga County Industrial Development Authority where we commissioned a study by Des Moines Associates in relation to the economic and fiscal impact of the four major tourism drivers in our county. And they include the New York Racing Association, they include Saratoga Performing Arts Center, also the Saratoga Casino Hotel, and last but not least, the Saratoga National Historical Park. And these entities have a tremendous economic impact on our county where they generate thousands of jobs and millions of dollars in revenue, not only throughout our county, but with jobs that reverberate past the county into the capital region. And I just want to highlight what the four entities do for our communities. The cumulative impact all four of these entities is 5,770 jobs, It's over $267 million in employee earnings, and it results in almost $648 million in sales. And what that means is it brings in almost $6 million to Saratoga County, brings $18 million in for New York State. And it's just, you know, we're very fortunate to have these types of tourism destinations, because you just have to go to our neighboring counties and they struggle because they don't have these opportunities. So I kicked off the event with Rod Sutton, who was chairman of the Saratoga County Industrial Development Authority, and many thanks to Mark Mulholland, who emceed the event through the question and answers. So a great event. And I have a copy of their findings, and anybody wants to take a look at it, it's in my office. Agenda item 5, I don't have a need for executive session, unless you do, Council.
I do not.
Which takes us to other business. The only thing I have under other business, due to upcoming vacations with staff, we have a request to move our next board meeting from July 25th to July 20th. I'd recommend doing it at 7 p.m. same time we usually start the meeting. Actually, we have to do the audit meeting, so we'll have to do it at 6:45, which is a customary start time for our audit meetings.
If we're doing it at that time, I can do that day.
Okay.
The third one is not one.
That works.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll entertain a motion to move the end of the month regular town board meeting and audit meeting from July 25th, 2023 to July 20th.
6:45.
That's the key, right? Yes, with the regular meeting starting at 7.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 7 is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public wishes to be heard, please state your name and address for the record. You'll have 3 minutes to address the board, and your comments must be germane to town business. If not, we will move on to the next speaker. Any member of the public wish to be heard? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Bridget Martin. I'm in South Glens Falls, and I just had some concerns that I wanted to bring to the board regarding the Moreau Industrial Park. I know that Scott Earle has two options moving into the industrial park, one of them public sale, one of them private sale. If he goes with a public sale, he's able to give back to the community in the tune of $725,000, which would be earmarked for the, you know, Parks and Recreation Department or initiatives. This should be really good news for the town of Moreau, since the business that's looking to move into the industrial park is currently a business that's in the town of Moreau. So I just wanted to bring, you know, a thought to the board moving forward to keep in mind that it's going to happen either way, whether it's private sale or public sale, and that we should think of the initiatives moving forward. I was on the 5-year recreation plan committee, and some of the items that that this $725,000 would go for include things like online registration, so parents don't have to come down here, you know, a bandstand where the community could come together for different activities, more fields for the different you know, sports that we have, which are all really good ideas, but we haven't had funding for. So I really like the idea of being able to give back and keep, you know, the support in the community for these initiatives. The thing that I find really concerning is that people who currently represent the town and who have represented the town in the past and have voted for these initiatives have turned their back on the community because of their own personal political agendas. For example, I ran with some of the people who signed the petitions to, you know, put down this project. I also saw people who signed the petitions for Not Moreau. I saw people who've signed the petitions for different ways to keep the town back in the dark ages for their own political reasons. But I hope these same people who have done that have also said that they, you know, want to get more tenants to the Moreau Industrial Park, that they want to develop the Route 9 corridor, all things that they failed to do in the past. They wanted to continue recreation park improvements. Those signatures and people who are out there bad-mouthing this, these are the same people that were saying this is something that they wanted to do. So when they're out there going door-to-door to say that this is something that's not good for the community, it's not good for them. And it always gets back to what's good for them. You know, less than 10% of people signing signatures over and over again. It's the same people.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public wish to be here?
Dominic Tom, Cedar Lane. I just want to come in and give a shout out to the Sucklands Falls / Moreau Chamber of Commerce as it kind of reforms recently. And one of the things they're doing is reviving the concert series, and so I thought maybe we could get a little publicity for the folks that listen in later on the meeting. But the concerts take place every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. in Sucklands Falls Historical Park. There are different sponsors that came forward to sponsor each concert. And last week was the Marcaves. Unfortunately, the hot, humid weather has sort of hampered attendance. But this Saturday is the Noise of Summer, which is an a cappella group. And all of these groups have a presence online, so you can find out if it's a music that's to everybody's taste. The 722 group is Just Looking Band. And there's going to be a special... sponsors for that evening have invited a special guest. We're going to have the Adirondack Veterans Home. Even though they're based in Glens Falls, they serve a wide area of the veterans, and I've become sort of attached to them, helping them out when I can. But they're going to have an informational booth, and they want to get the word out that people can bring non-perishable food items and can make monetary donations that they can obviously sorely use, because they have more than just the 9 veterans living in the house. They are in all the communities and they affiliate with other veterans groups. So just real quickly, the concert's on 729 is Rustic Spirit, 8-5 is Super Mega Ultra, 8-12 is Harmonic Duo, and they're going to finish up on 8-19 with the group Bird. So hopefully you can get the word out and let everybody enjoy the time.
Thank you, Doc.
Any other member of the public wish to hear? If not, that's all I have. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, folks.